90.5 WICM, Bonnie Johnson, bringing you the colors of jazz and livening up your afternoon this Father's Day Sunday, this Juneteenth weekend, with the music of Alison Miller. Coming from her album, 5 a.m. Stroll, you got to hear Miriam's Shuffle. It was penned for a friend, and Alison seen out in a park in a grassy knoll with her drum set. 5 a.m. Stroll from 2004, taking you back and bringing you forth with a tune from her album, No Morphine, No Lilies, and The Itch. It's Alison Miller's Boom Tick Boom. Just warming you up for our guest. We'll be talking with her this afternoon. She is the drummer in the band Artemis, and Artemis will be playing Fryhofer's 44th annual Saratoga Jazz Festival. Looking ahead to the 26th, 27th, all-day jazz happening Saturday and Sunday, with artists among them, including Artemis. So I thought I'd spend the afternoon immersed in the music of the artists who are performing up there. Diane Reeves, Cecile McLaurin-Savant, who is a part of Artemis, Christian McBride's New John, Al Di Meola, Joey Alexander, just to name a few of the performers. Local artist up in Saratoga Springs area, Hot Club of Saratoga, Garland Nelson and his Joyful Noise. You'll hear that music sprinkled in and throughout the afternoon. So I'm going to jump right back in with the music of Artemis, or really turning it up, quite frankly, there with the quintessential Lee Morgan and the Sidewinder. The soloist you heard on the trumpet, Ingrid Jensen, and among the personnel, my guest today, Alison Miller on the drums. Alison, you out there?
I am, Bonnie. Hi.
Hi. Hi. So glad. I'm so excited. Yeah, that's my voice that says, I'm trying to be humble. I'm trying to calm down. I'm so excited. I don't know what to say other than welcome to the Colors of Jazz. We are so glad you were able to take a little time to talk to us. And as I've been sharing with the listeners, your music, some from Boom Tick Boom, playing some of the artistry of Dr. Lonnie Smith, with Freedom Jazz Dance. Mm. Yeah, I played Miriam Shuffle. And now, Whoa. Yes, pulling it out. Absolutely.
You're going back in time.
I said that. You know, so tell us a little bit about time and how Artemis has come together and all of that. I mean, you know, jumping right in, why don't you go ahead and give us the lowdown, then I'll ask you some questions.
Yeah, well, I love how you say time. I mean, I guess we're both saying time, but I think that's two of the reasons why we, Artemis, decided to become a band, is because of time. Like, we have a great time together, and we also, it just, the time and the pocket and the groove just feel so good playing with each other. You know, that kind of was immediate. Our first show together in 2017 at the North Sea Jazz Festival in Rotterdam, and that was my first show with the band. I actually flew in and joined the band about a week into a tour, and no sound check. We just got on stage, and we just started playing, and it felt like we'd been playing forever together. So Wow. That's really a big reason why we decided to continue the project.
Love that.
Yeah. You know, I had my first live show last night.
Did you
in
really?
A year and a half.
Really?
I did. And I'm a little, I have like a post-excitement hangover from the thrill of actually playing in front of a live audience.
Okay, so what'd you get out to?
You know, I did a Juneteenth celebration at Lincoln Center in the city.
Pretty powerful.
And, yeah, it was very powerful. It was outdoors, and it was curated by a really great kind of avant-garde New York poet, Carl Hancock Rux, and he presented, the first part of it were these installations kind of around the outdoor plaza area of Lincoln Center, and kind of legendary singers like Nona Hendrix was doing one of the performance pieces, Helga Davis, Marcel Davis Lashley, these kind of incredible singers. Wow. And Vernon Reed was playing. And then people kind of slowly made their way through that installation. And then they came into the actual concert area. And then I did a set with Toshi Regan, who's kind of a longtime friend and a musical compadre. And it was incredible. It was an amazing night. But I have that feeling like, oh, right, this is what this is how we're supposed to play music. We're supposed to play music for people. And it was wonderful.
Oh, that's beautiful. And what a way to kick off with the Juneteenth weekend, especially this year, with it becoming federal holiday and all that's going on. Let me just share one more time. Bonnie Johnson, bringing you the colors of jazz. I'm here talking with Allison Miller. She is the drummer in the band Artemis and a jazz voice in her own right. Understand you were born in Brooklyn, raised in Washington, D.C.?
You know, I was born in Texas.
Oh, misinformation out there on the web. And
I was born in Texas. I definitely come from Southern roots.
Yeah, tell us more, because I'm reading something, whole nother page here. Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah, I was born in Texas, and then kind of my family made our way up to D.C. area, just outside D.C. in Silver Spring, Maryland, and that's where I grew up. And then I've been in New York, kind of moved to New York right when I was finished with school, and I've been up here since.
So New York-based, maybe that's what I was reading. Could be me misreading.
Yeah.
The thing is, so were you then sheltered in place in New York City? And, you know, being locked down in quarantine, as you mentioned, over this last year plus a half, nearly, I wonder if you could share a little bit about just what life's been like virtually, because I did see a couple of interviews with the band together on Zoom, which was kind of clever.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of those. Yeah, you know, I was sheltering in place in Brooklyn, New York, and I think the biggest adjustment, honestly, was just sitting, you know, all of a sudden being in one place for a year and a half and kind of not traveling, and in a good way. I also have two small children. I have a 4- and a 7-year-old. So that for me was probably the biggest shift, was to really, you know, stay safe, keep my family safe, and really spend the kind of time with my kids that I hadn't really gotten a chance to do because of being on the road so much, you know, mm-hmm. and kind of sitting still in that place, which was amazing. And yeah, I mean, I also just tried to take advantage of the time. That's not really a good phrase to say about this devastating year, but I did a lot of writing, musical writing. I kind of learned how to, got into a little bit of survival mode just financially, and learned how to record myself from home so I could still record drums for artists, other artists. And, you know, we're musicians, we're jazz musicians, so we're resilient, you know, and we did what we had to do. I mean, most of my friends did what they had to do to get through this time, and and we kept engaging. You know, I'm part of a, I'm on the board of a nonprofit organization called Living Jazz in Oakland, California, and that's something I got really involved with throughout the year and a half, because we were trying to help the communities, and we were trying to come up with programs that we could do virtually that would keep educating, keep supporting communities, provide music to underserved communities that were dealing with the COVID crisis, helping in the ways that we can, you know. So I think that's, for me, something that really helped me kind of get through this time, was trying to help other people in the artistic ways that I know how to do, and also helping my kids, you know, mm-hmm. helping my daughter learn how to read and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Well, let's see. I want to play a track from the album Artemis. And once again, we have Allison Miller here. She is the drummer in the jazz band and some really stellar players. We've got Rini Rosnes is actually kind of your music director, or gives direction as leader. I mean, yeah. I know y'all are co-leading somehow.
Yeah, it's a collective.
Collective,
sure,
that's the word. Go ahead.
But she's the brave one to try to actually, I would say, herd all of us together.
Uh-huh. Okay. Herding those cats.
We all have strong personalities, so Rini is the brave one to take on that job. She's definitely the musical director.
And then we have Anat Cohen coming up at clarinet, Ingrid Jensen trumpet, Noriko Iweda on the bass. Mm-hmm. And now I understand Melissa Aldana has moved on or won't be touring or something.
Yeah, she is focusing on her career. I think she has a record coming out on Blue Note, solo record.
Okay.
So she'll be focusing on that. Not to say that, you know, all of us aren't focusing on our solo careers as well, but she is going to be focusing on this record coming out. So we've just welcomed a really incredible young tenor player named Nicole Glover to the band.
Okay, cool.
She is incredible.
Nice. Okay, so that's awesome. Filling the gap there. And then, of course, you you've got Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, who just won the MacArthur Fellowship, which is amazing.
Right. But, and she's going to be at the festival.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Well, I want to talk about Artemis a little bit more, especially coming up with the name. And you actually penned a tune, which I want to play for the listeners, get them back into the music for just a little bit. I want to play a segment from Goddess of the Hunt, and then let's see if we come back and talk a little bit more about this festival at Saratoga coming next weekend.
Great.
All right. On 90.5 WICN, the music that you're hearing is from Artemis, penned by Allison Miller, the drummer of the band, and Goddess of the Hunt, which really defines the word, yeah, Artemis?
Yeah, for sure.
A little bit about coming up with the band name. I guess from here, if we look at Greek mythology, I understand that Artemis is actually the twin of Apollo, daughter of Zeus, right?
You're totally right. And then, you know, I think that she has had different kind of meanings, and she represents certain different things. One is the goddess of the hunt, and also goddess of fertility, which I think is beautiful. So, but you know, when we, originally we had a different name for the band that was not really, it was more put together as a kind of a one-off European tour by a French promoter. And then when we decided to keep the band going after that tour, we definitely, the first thing we wanted to do was to change the name. So we did it in a very diplomatic way. Everybody had a say, and we all kind of submitted our ideas on for band names. There were so many different band names that everybody contributed, but we landed on Artemis, and that seemed to be the one that was most representative of us and our personalities and the way we play together. And that name came from Ingrid.
Okay.
It's thanks to Ingrid we have the band name Artemis, and
I
it feels
that.
Good.
I love that. Now, because here at WICN, we play the weekly program Jazz Night in America, and I also caught the little video vignette where you're talking drums and melodic drumming, and just this whole digitized situation with the drums, which I thought was kind of interesting there with Christian McBride. He'll too will be up at Saratoga Jazz Fest. But a couple more questions I wanted to ask around the notion of Artemis being a multicultural group. I mean, it's intergenerational. There's so many layers. And, of course, all female band and really pushing the boundaries as a group. Artemis has been described as the United Nations of jazz, which I thought was kind of clever. You know, maybe you talk a little bit about sort of leading the next generation of young women coming up in the music.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's so many things about Artemis, the band, that I jump on board for and I'm proud of. And one of those things is this kind of United Nations concept, because we really are representing many, many different countries. We're Canadian. I would say I'm probably the only American. Well, now Nicole's in the band, so she's also American. But, I mean, Cecile kind of grew up between France and Miami. But I think French was her first language. So she represents France and the States, and I represent the States. And then Noriko's from Japan, and Melissa's from Chile, and Anat is from Israel. So I love that concept, and just this idea that this Black American art form has reached around the globe, right? And it's inspiring young women, men, non-binary, everybody, to play this music. And for me, that's such a wonderful, beautiful representation that we offer as a band. The other thing that doesn't always get mentioned is this kind of intergenerational element to the band. And the different experiences that each of us have had as women in this business and playing this type of music, and the differences between those experiences depending on what decade we were born. And that's oftentimes some really interesting conversation that happens on tour. Kind of, we love to hang, you know. One of the things we love is we love to play together, but we really love to hang out together. And we do a lot of fun band meals and kind of these epically long dinners where we talk about a lot of things, and, you know, we're just hanging and talking. But sometimes we do start to talk a little bit about our differences and our in being born in different decades. And that's what's really interesting to me. And bringing those elements together onto the stage and having Rini at the helm, who is one of the more distinguished members of our group, and she's been around in this business for a long time, right? And her experience is really different than Melissa and Cecile, who are at the time when we started the band are in their 20s. So that is probably one of my favorite parts of this band.
I love that. I
could talk about that for hours.
I know you could. And well, because individually you each stand on your own as a powerhouse of jazz. And in the 21st century, for me, it's the mothership connection of jazz. That's how I see it. You know, this notion of mentorship and community. I've heard you talk about it in some other interviews. And I understand this Jazz Camp West is something close to your heart. Is that forward happening? Or
it is. I mean, that's part of that organization I was telling you about before. We've made it through. I'm the artistic director of that camp, and it's been going for, I mean, this year would have been our 37th year. I haven't been running it for 37 years, obviously, but it's an incredible camp, and it's all about community and mentorship. Really, this notion of, like, all of these people are coming together once a year in the Redwood Forest in California, and we just completely immerse ourselves in music 24/7. And it's all about community and support and this intergenerational, it's like family, you know? I mean, that's what this music is for me. I mean, when I started playing jazz, I was in D.C., and, you know, my first gigs were with mentors like Peter Betts, who played with Charlie Parker, and I always was hanging with musicians who were 40, 50 years older than I was, and that was my community, and for me, that was just such a beautiful, important phase of my life, you know, growing period of my life. And I think even as a kid, I was aware, you know, when you're a kid, you're kind of clueless, right? But when I was a kid, I was aware of how special it was that some of my best friends were 50 years older, you know, and that there's nothing better than having this kind of intergenerational hang and support.
Love it. Love that. Well, as we wrap up, once again, Allison Miller is here. She's the drummer in the band Artemis. There's a question that I love to ask all my guests, because you're on the colors of jazz. That is, what color is influencing your day? Or maybe you have a favorite color you'd like to share with us.
First of all, I love your title of your show.
Thank you.
But when you just asked me that question, the color purple flashed over my face. So I'm going to go with purple.
Oh, and I want to tell you that I had heard or seen, again, misinformation, but I understand Prince is one of your favorite artists.
Oh,
did I hear
definitely.
That right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you did.
So there's that purple thread, and I had queued up Pink Cashmere. I'm going to play it for you today.
Awesome.
All right. And because, again, I love to mix it up. I hit it up with, I hit them hard with the jazz. The listeners know I surprise them and come out of left field. R&B, soul, jazz, blues, the whole gamut, hence the colors of jazz. So can't wait to see you up at Saratoga Jazz Festival. And what else you have slated? Where can people find you otherwise coming up?
Yeah, I have, I'm going to be doing a bunch of teaching in July, teaching for Carnegie Hall National Youth Orchestra Jazz. And Boom Tick Boom, we have our first show back at the Telluride Jazz Festival in Colorado in August, and then we'll be up in Boise, Idaho as well, playing a couple nights for a festival up there. So I'm excited. Things are starting to percolate.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Allison, you go ahead and enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you up in Saratoga.
Okay. Thanks, Bonnie.
All right. And keep on keeping on, as they say.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Once again, coming from the Printers Building in downtown Worcester, 90.5 WICN.